Hi, it's Dave. So tomorrow, Tesla is holding their annual shareholder meeting, Thursday, October 7th at 4:30 p.m. Central Time. It will be live streamed, and I'll go ahead and link the URL in the description below. In this video, I'm going to go over what to expect and what to look out for so we can all maximize our time to get the most out of tomorrow's meeting. All right, first off, this will be the first shareholder meeting from Gigafactory Austin. And the question is, why Austin? To me, it's kind of clear to me that Tesla appears to have moved their headquarters from Palo Alto to Austin, Texas. First off, Austin is the site of their new Gigafactory, and a lot of their focus and intention in the coming years will be focused on that site. Also, headquartering their headquarters in Texas will allow Tesla to take advantage of probably slightly lower state taxes as well. All right, second. So Elon usually gives a bigger picture presentation at these annual shareholder meetings. Sometimes it's just 5 or 10 minutes, but Elon will usually share where Tesla is at in the bigger picture. Sometimes he gives kind of a bigger narrative of climate change or the transition to sustainable energy. And I think in future shareholder meetings, Elon will increasingly talk about probably the advent of AI and how that is radically changing our society and world's direction. Anyways, Elon also previously in past annual shareholder meetings has actually referred to the stock price and the valuation of Tesla several times. I remember one time, if I recall correctly, Elon actually said that Tesla would become one of the most valuable companies in the world, right, at a shareholder meeting. So it's going to be interesting to hear Elon Musk's kind of latest thoughts on Tesla's valuation and where the stock is headed in the long-term future. All right, number three, usually the annual shareholder meeting starts out with some dull meeting formalities, and there are several voting issues. One of the proposals this year is to reduce the board of director term length from 3 years to 2 years, but to also create a new class of director that will still do a three-year term. That will be fulfilled by James Murdoch and Kimball Musk. There are other shareholder proposals by individual shareholders for Tesla to give reports on diversity, arbitration, and human rights. And all of these individual shareholder proposals have been recommended to be voted against by the board of directors. Anyways, the good news is that usually this first kind of formalities of the shareholder meeting are done rather quickly, probably within 5 minutes or so. All right, number four. So for the bulk of the annual shareholder meeting, usually Elon Musk will answer questions. And this year, it looks like Elon will answer questions from Say Technologies, crowdsourced by shareholders. So here are the kind of top maybe 5 to 10 questions, right, on Say right now. And I'll go over kind of these questions to give you an idea what to expect. So number one, is there any guidance on when Cybertruck production will begin and at what rate the ramp up will happen? So yeah, this is a crucial question. We know that Tesla has postponed Cybertruck initial production to 2022, next year. The question is, yeah, will it be spring or summer? How quickly will the ramp up be? And for those who have Cybertruck orders like myself, when can we expect, right, deliveries to happen in decent quantities? All right, number two, with Tesla's stock price back in the $700 to $800 range and likely heading higher, would you consider another split to allow retail investors to continue adding shares at a decent per share price? All right, I have mixed feelings about this. So you know, we had a recent kind of stock split last year, and I'm a little hesitant just kind of split the stock right away right now. My opinion is let Tesla consolidate, let Tesla kind of rip higher above 1,000 and let it stay there for several months, you know, before I think doing another split. In my opinion, like, yeah, I think allowing retail investors to kind of acquire Tesla at a lower share price isn't the most urgent and pressing moment in Tesla's kind of mission and perspective. Even though I would like to see it done, I just don't think it's an urgent priority this year. All right, number three, are we going to see 4680 batteries sell this year in Texas? If not, what part of production is holding up? Yeah, crucial question. What's the status of the 4680 production kind of ramp procedure? What are the key issues remaining? I think Tesla will go with their backup plan, which is to start with 2170 cells, probably imported or sent over from a Reno Gigafactory to start production of Model Y. And yeah, I think it's going to take some time to get these 4680 battery cells, the production lines ramped up in Austin and Berlin. All right, number four, does Tesla plan to offer any dividends to its shareholders in the next 2 years? Yeah, I've seen a ton of these questions recently. And I think it's a decent question in the sense that Tesla has more profits. They're having record quarters, quarter after quarter. And some shareholders are like, yeah, when are we going to start dividends? I think this is actually a more complicated question than it appears. Because when you have profits, there are different things you could do with it. Like, for example, you could acquire new companies. You could invest more in R&D. You could invest more in capital expenditures, right? Factories and equipment, et cetera. And I think once a company gets more mature where they don't have as many opportunities, let's say a parent to invest themselves, then they'll start to return cash to shareholders. And usually they'll do so either by a dividend or by a share buyback. In Tesla's case, in the next few years, their hands are filled with a ton of different opportunities to invest in. I think it's the wisest thing for Tesla to invest heavily in those new factories, new production technologies, even robotics and new talent, and even acquisitions if they find so. I think, however, after a certain point, perhaps after 5 or 6 years, Tesla's profits likely will get so big, especially after they reach, let's say, 5 million vehicles or so. I think at that time, they're going to have a hard time actually finding ways to reinvest all their profits. At that time, I think it does make sense to consider returning some of the profits, albeit in a limited way, either by dividends or share buyback. I think that's kind of an issue that Tesla can revisit at a later time. All right, number 6, can Tesla provide quarterly updates on energy business along with automotive reporting, deliveries, and production? So I think the question is, yeah, a few days after the quarter, can Tesla also give an update on energy and business? I don't think this is actually in Tesla's best interest. It just adds more work. People can wait a few weeks, right, for the quarterly earnings, in my opinion. All right, next. So as construction is nearing completion in Texas and Berlin, will Tesla kick off construction of more factories soon? Will it continue with 2 at a time or increase it exponentially to 4 new factories being built at a time? Thanks. Yeah, I think a lot of questions surround this. First, for example, is the EV tax credit. If the US passes an aggressive tax credit for EVs, I think Tesla can really go crazy and expand, right, Austin quickly, create a new factory or even another 2 factories, right, in the US. And I think that will really give them this huge margin of safety that basically every car that they could produce, right, they're going to be able to sell for great margins. So I think Tesla's future is very bright. Also, the next generation, right, Model 2 or whatever you call it, the $25,000 car, I think this is going to be the key platform for Tesla to build many factories to fulfill demand. All right, next, can you elaborate on plans for a Tesla minibus van camper? Because VW seriously dropped the ball in bringing back an EV minibus. A Tesla van that could be used as a camper would be amazing. Yeah, Tesla van, I think, is coming for sure. It's just a question, a matter of when, especially when Tesla will have the battery capacity. And it would be awesome to have a camper. It would be also awesome to have an RV, even trailer for the Cybertruck, and eventually, like, you know, a real motorhome. But there's so many different, you know, options I think Tesla can go into. All right. In the past, you have stated that one of your biggest limiting factors to growth is limited engineering talent. Has your talent acquisition strategy evolved over the years? And are there any specific knowledge and experience areas from which you would like to see more applicants? I think a big area is artificial intelligence. There's also probably robotics, right, manufacturing, lots of engineering areas. I think it's not just actually engineering talent, in my opinion. It's actually people to oversee, right, teams and management. I don't say just management itself, but actually pushing forward efficiency. So large groups of teams can actually have a common goal and actually can work to something amazing right at the end. And Elon does a fabulous job with that. And hopefully he can find more people to step up. Next, are we on track for FSD beta 10.2 tomorrow night? Will this be a single stack update? What's the rollout plan going forward for new FSD beta testers? How long is it expected to take to open a beta to anyone with an 80% safety score higher? All right, I think 10.2 might be coming later this weekend. And supposedly, Elon and his team are planning to do 1,000 people per day. But there's going to be adjustments, obviously, because they'll roll out some people, they'll stop. It's going to be like 2 steps forward, 1 step back, right? They're going to roll it out. There might be some problems. They push out a new update. They stop, kind of roll out a bit. They fix things and they roll out again. In my opinion, I think it's ready for kind of a wider release, maybe 5 or 10,000 more people in the next maybe 1 or 2 months. And yeah, I think by the time we get to, you know, 6 months, we'll have many, many people. Hopefully, you know, everyone who wants to can use FSD beta and it'll be a good experience. All right. Lastly, we have any updates on Model 2? Yeah, I think this is kind of the big question. We know China Design Center is really going full speed ahead, and it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of there. My sense is that that's where maybe the priority is going to be, right, in terms of Model 2 or this 25K fourth gen vehicle. I also think there's going to be a European version as well. And who knows, maybe even a US version. But I think it's going to be a platform, maybe hopefully of different vehicle, you know, styles, at least two, if not three. All right. Anyways, hope this has been helpful. I think the bigger picture here is that as Tesla evolves and becomes a more mature company, Tesla becomes, in a sense, less dependent on investors and investor sentiment. Previously, in previous years, early back in the day, Tesla needed to raise capital, and these shareholder meetings were really important, and to maintain these, you know, shareholder and investor relationships were crucial. However, as Tesla is becoming self-sufficient, they're generating positive cash flow, they're taking their destiny into their own hands. And if you notice, Tesla is paying down their debts, right? They're becoming a more mature company. They're investing, right, their cash flows into them, into CapEx, into R&D. And I don't think Elon and his team are really concerned much about share price, because it really doesn't matter if Tesla is valued at $1 trillion or half a trillion or $2 trillion. It's all the same, in a sense, for Tesla. And so I think these shareholder meetings, in my opinion, and the way I'm taking it, is a little bit more just focused on kind of, hey, is Tesla on the right track, right? Do they have a exciting next 10 years ahead, as much as the past 10 years has been exciting? And I think Elon will deliver with his team and show, you know, their execution and their great potential going forward with just a ton of different industries that Tesla's in. Hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.